We are now a week away from the end of the holiday season, which means we are almost in award show season. Next month, it's the Grammy Awards, at which Gloria Estefan could pick up her 8th trophy. Throughout her career, Estefan has sold more than 100 million records with the help of hits like these. Gloria Estefan's latest album is called The Standards, and it's up for Best Traditional Pop Album at the Grammys. On the CD, she goes back to the future, tackles some great standards. I spoke with her when the album came out earlier this year.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it.
Gloria Estefan, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I told you I'm a big fan.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours. And, you know, there are a lot of standards out there. You have appeared on some of them with Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra. But what made you want to make an album of your own of standards?
Oh, my gosh. This goes back to my childhood, honestly. This music is my heart. I mean, when I came to the United States, I was 2 years old. And besides my mom's record collection with the standards of Cuba, Javier Solis, Trio Los Panchos, you know, Celia Cruz, Olga Guillot, the big torch singers of the time, I sing since I talk. So the songs that I would learn to play on my guitar and sing for my mom and my grandma and my dad were standards. Moon River, I listened to Andy Williams, I watched his show, I watched Dean Martin, loved Frank Sinatra, saw his movies. So this genre was very close to my heart. And actually, the first time we were ever on Johnny Carson, when we performed Conga, that we were in the top 10, they asked us to do a second song, hopefully not an original, because since we're a brand new group, they didn't want to do two brand new songs, and one of them was already a hit. So I chose Good Morning Heartache, and I did it with just piano, my piano player and me, because I wanted people to know that I love this genre, that I'm a singer that also did ballads. Always thinking that someday in my future, if I was lucky enough to have a career that lasted that long, that I would revisit these songs at some point. And it all happened very naturally. I was at a trustee dinner because I'm a trustee for the University of Miami. The dean, Shelley Berg, who played piano and did the arrangements and conducted the orchestra on the standards, was there. And he asked me to sit in on the piano with him. And I said, hey, do you know Good Morning Heartache? Because this song's very special to me. He did. And this whole idea unfolded while I was singing that song with him. He brought so much passion to it that it just, the entire idea flourished in my mind right at that moment. And right after I finished singing it with him, I asked him if he would want to do this with me.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed that you were gone. But here you are with the dawn.
You want your fans, you want people who listen to you to know that this is part of you as well.
Very much so. Oh my gosh, so much. I think if you listen to my ballads and the songs that I've written, you can kind of hear that influence throughout my music, in the melodic lines that I use, in the romantic music that I write. So it is very much my heart and very natural to me. It's really a happy place for me. And I wanted to record the album. Kind of that genre had always been recorded historically live in the studio. So we went in and we did 4 songs a day. I sang along with the rhythm section, which these guys, Shelley got the guys that could bring a lot to the table because we wanted each musician to bring some of himself to it. And I sang along with them until they were happy with the take, and I actually used everything I sang live.
I could cry salted tears. Where have I been all these years? Little wow, please tell me now, how long has
Now, on the standards, we should say that you not only have songs from the Great American Songbook, you've also got a song from the Great Brazilian Songbook. Let's take a listen to this one.
Eu sei que vou te amar por toda minha vida, vou te amar. Em cada despedida eu vou te amar. Desesperadamente, eu sei que vou te amar.
Gloria Estefan, I want to have you, first of all, pronounce the name of that song for me because I'm going to have a hard time with it. But tell me about that one.
Yes, this is Eu Sei Que Vou Te Amar, which means I know I'm going to love you. And I actually got the opportunity to write that song in English. It has never been done. And it's so sexy. I mean, for sensuality, look to Portuguese and Brazilian, particularly Brazilian music. They just, their syncopation, the sound of the language is so sensual. And I really wanted it to keep that same feeling. So I was able to add a layer to a Jobim song with a new lyric that had never been done before in English, which I also was able to do with my wedding song, El Día Que Me Quieras, which I hope becomes an incredible wedding song in English, which is The Day You Say You Love Me.
The day you say you love me, most beautiful of roses, will bloom in every garden of a color never seen.
That's what I love about this record as well. That not only are the American standards going to be something that people will enjoy worldwide and already know, but there's a Brazilian standard, there's an Argentinian tango, which is El Día Que Me Quieras from 1920, and, you know, there's Smile in Spanish as well.
Well, you use the word sexy to describe it, and I think a lot of people, in listening to some of your classic songs, maybe Conga or Rhythm Is Gonna Get You, they hear that sexy, but in a very different way. It's sexy like on the beach in Miami sexy. This kind of makes you want to curl up in front of the fire in the living room.
That's the idea. Actually, that's the idea for the whole album. I really wanted this to be a mood setter. You know, something that you could put on from beginning to end and kind of relax you, maybe become a part of your special moment somehow, either individually the songs or the whole album.
When you perform, do you like performing the old stuff as well as these new old songs, standards?
New old. I love everything I do when I'm on stage. I'm fortunate that there's never a song that I go, oh, God, do I have to do this song again? and that's because we've been very careful when we do an album to really do stuff that we're excited about sharing and that I love. Because you know that if you're successful, you're going to have to do it a lot. And Conga never gets old for me.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Well, Gloria Estefan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I really hope that the fans love it and your fans love it. I think that it's an album very close to my heart. I enjoyed so much doing it, and I hope that people enjoy listening to it as much as I really enjoyed recording it for them.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you.
I spoke with Gloria Estefan about her Grammy-nominated album, The Standards, back in September. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Have a Merry Christmas. This is Here and Now.
Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy.